USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans say they're ready to take a vacation again after mostly being stuck at home during the pandemic. More than half of American adults are now at least partially vaccinated, and many say they feel safe getting back on a plane again. AAA is estimating 37 million Americans will travel at least 50 miles from their homes for the Memorial Day weekend. Ahead of the Memorial Day holiday on Monday, President Biden is delivering remarks to military families in Hampton, Virginia.
Many of you likely have lost friends or colleagues in Afghanistan and Iraq. I know this is personal to you, especially as you head into Memorial Day weekend. We as a nation will always remember and pay tribute to those we lost.
President Biden also releasing his $6 trillion budget for the year 2022. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Recently, Facebook announced its ban on former President Trump, but promised to review the ban in 6 months. Now, Newsmax wants to know if you think Trump should be back on Facebook. Vote in Newsmax's national poll and let us know your opinion. Just text the word North to 39747. That's North to 39747. It takes just seconds. Make your voice heard. We'll share poll results with the 30 million people who watch Newsmax TV. Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. It's already the fourth largest cable news channel in America, with great recent guests like Donald Trump, Mike Huckabee, Franklin Graham, John Voight, Alan Dershowitz, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Mike Pompeo, and so many more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. So vote now in the Newsmax poll on Facebook's Trump ban. Just text North to 39747. Let Newsmax and America know your opinion.
It's going to be a busy weekend on the road as many Americans head out for Memorial Day travel. AAA is predicting a 60% rise in holiday travelers this year after many people were cooped up during the pandemic. Regarding the coronavirus pandemic, Dr. Ashish Jha tells ABC's Good Morning America, we still need to keep our guard up.
Yeah, the virus is out there and those variants are out there and they're infecting unvaccinated people. So when the CDC director, Dr. Walensky, yesterday said she worries about that population, I do too. We've got to stay very careful. If you're unvaccinated, you got to keep masked up, avoid indoor gatherings, all the things that we've been talking about over the last year because people still remain vulnerable.
The fan who dumped popcorn on NBA player Russell Westbrook is facing some serious consequences. The Philadelphia 76ers announcing the fan's season ticket will be revoked right away and that he won't be allowed into any event at the Wells Fargo Center in Philadelphia. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The state of Washington is filing criminal charges against three Tacoma police officers.
Three police officers in Washington state were charged in the killing of Manuel Ellis, a black man who died while being handcuffed and restrained last year. Attorney General Bob Ferguson filed second-degree murder charges against officers Christopher Burbank and Matthew Collins and a first-degree manslaughter charge against Officer Timothy Ranke. Ellis, 33, was killed after police stopped him as he was walking home. Documents state that officers slammed Ellis into the ground unprovoked as they punched and hogtied him. He repeatedly said, "I can't breathe." Witnesses say they saw Ellis and there was no sign of aggression. They said Officer Burbank swung open the passenger door of the car and struck Ellis from behind, knocking him to his knees. He then stunned him and applied pressure to the back of his neck with both of his knees while he was restrained. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Congressman Matt Gaetz is telling his supporters they have an obligation to use the Second Amendment. Speaking at a rally in Georgia, the Florida Republican said the Second Amendment was not about hunting, sports, or recreation. Instead, he says it's about the ability to maintain an armed rebellion against the government if that becomes necessary. More news can always be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.